Yes, Excellency, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President, Honourable Minister. The poverty eradication is very much at the heart of my government, and several measures were put in place to reduce poverty with a view to eventually eradicate it. In addition to what was stated earlier, we had a national conference on wealth redistribution and poverty eradication, which was held in October 2015, and during which our president declared full-scale war on poverty in Namibia. He declared that the first step in the fight against poverty is the recognition that all Namibians deserve a dignified life. A dignified life, as articulated by him, includes decent employment, shelter, water, sanitation, education, and access to health care. We submit that it's not only our social grants that are effective in reducing poverty. Research by the World Bank has shown that the Namibian budget is indeed pro-poor. This is in part because of the generous social grants, but also because of our tax system that is progressive in nature. In other words, the more one earns, the more tax one pays, while those who earn less than 50,000 Namibia dollars per year are exempted from paying income tax. It is also because of the zero rating of the value-added tax on basic foodstuff. Going forward, government will introduce a solidarity tax in the next budget that will call on each income making Namibian above a certain threshold to make a contribution towards a fund that will be earmarked for poverty eradication activities. Another form of solidarity tax under consideration would be to entice owners of companies to dilute shareholding to include workers, thereby redistributing more of company income downward instead of upward, as is the case when shareholding is concentrated in the hands of a few. One immediate measure that we will deploy in the fight against poverty will be the establishment of food banks in all parts of Namibia. The idea here is to bring as soon as possible a halt to hunger in Namibia, especially in urban areas where there is no access to productive land. It is our pledge that no child should go hungry in the Namibian house. The global goal is to eradicate poverty by 2030. We would like to beat the global deadline by a few years. We believe that if we all pull together, we should be able to beat the global deadline by 5 years, therefore achieving our goal by 2025. The Poverty Eradication Plan, which will come into effect 1st April this year, will be aligned to our medium-term expenditure framework to ensure that it's adequately resourced. I thank you, Mr. President.